And welcome back to Rockline. I'm Bob Coburn with Getty Lee, Alex Lifeson, and your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. It is Rockline from Dayton, Ohio. Rob, it's your turn to talk to Alex and Getty.
Hi, Getty, Alex, and Bob. It's great to talk to you. My question is, with all the songs that you picked out for the DVD, I was curious if there was anything such as Subdivisions or anything like that that, because of time constraints, you couldn't quite get on there that you would have liked to have gotten on the DVD?
Actually, everything on that DVD is exactly as we played that night. That's the complete show we did in Rio that night. In retrospect, there was about four other songs that we had been alternating through the show, through the tour, and why we didn't just play all of them that night, we just didn't think of it. And even though normally we just play, those songs is about all we can handle. It's almost 3 hours worth of music, so we're pretty baffed by the end of it. But there was, three or four other songs we could have added to the show that night that for some reason we didn't think of doing, and that would have been nice to have all those songs recorded and filmed, but there you go.
Now, what were you trading off? What were you swapping out each night? Was Red Barchetta one of those?
No, we didn't play Red Barchetta, but we had a couple other new songs. Like, there was Beneath the Sun and Moon. That was one song that, I don't know why we didn't play it as well that night. Vital Signs. We included those kind of on the CD as kind of bootleg versions of them, but they were just live recordings off the board, so they are kind of a couple of bonus tracks on the CD.
That's right.
But there was songs like Ceiling Unlimited, and I think there was one other new song that we were trading off. That would have been nice to include them in.
Well, you have the board bootlegs, which is nice, and a couple of Easter eggs in the DVD too.
And the DVD has the 1 hour documentary too that Andrew McNaughton did.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really kind of fun, I think. He did a good job on that, I thought.
I thought he did as well. The whole thing is just a really nice package, and sonically and visually, it just turned out outstanding. And we thank Rob for his call. We talked to Andrew right now in Erie, Pennsylvania. You're on Rockline, Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
Great.
My question is, other than friends and family, what do you guys, the things that you miss most about home while you're on the road touring?
Really, that's it. Friends and family. I mean, there's also the sense of community that you have when you're living off the road. Like this last year, we took most of the year off, and you get into a routine within your neighborhood. You go to the tennis club. You have a different circle of friends and different kind of things that you do when you're just not thinking about work. So those are the things you miss, the routines of that. But they're easily forgotten. The thing that you really miss is just your family.
Family, yeah.
The other thing, too, this last tour was the first summer tour that we did, so being outdoors, playing outside, being out in the summer, it was a great time to tour for us. And really, that's the first time in 28 years or so that we have toured in the summer. So that made it easier, being away from everyone else.
Well, then that's
where
the tough part. Where they were having summer. Then you cross the equator, and suddenly the season changes on you. So But there, I'm sure, are times where you fly the family down, or they join you on the road and get a little bit of
that. They come out from time to time, but it's hard when you have, especially when you have young ones. It's hard to take them out of school and spend enough time with them, and you still got the gigs to do and. So it's not the same.
Andrew, thanks for checking in with us tonight, and we'll head to Seattle to speak with Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi, Val.
Hi, guys. I just gotta say, I love you. I've been a fan since I was 5 years old. I'm 18, so I just love you. Alex, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Which bands have you produced in the last 5 years, and who are they? And Getty, what is the meaning behind both the Cygnus X1 songs?
Okay, you go first.
Wow, these are hard questions for this late. let's see. Really, I only produced one band I did some work with Three Doors Down just prior to the release of their album. Did a few songs for B-sides. Fortunately, I had nothing to do with Unfortunately, I had nothing to do with the first album. That would have been fun. And the other thing I did was a band called Driver, just before we started working on Vapor Trails. And they were from the Pennsylvania area. And sadly, the album came out, and they started to do things, and then 9/11 happened, and things just shut right down for them.
That first Three Doors Down album was just outstanding, and they really enjoyed working with you. They still talk about it.
Yeah. Well, they were here playing in Toronto not too long ago, and they came by for dinner, and we had a chance to just hang out and have some good laughs. They're really sweet guys. Very, very nice people.
They are really nice guys, and they got involved with the military who were taken overseas in this the second album and kind of integrated with them. Now, I want to bring up something. Our president today here in the U.S. mentioned that when it comes to rebuilding Iraq, that certain countries are going to be excluded, and Canada is one of those. And I hear your incoming prime minister was a little bit upset about that. Have you guys heard anything about that today?
Yeah, I heard about that. I read it. But, you know, that's kind of par for the course, what's been going on since Canada did not support the U.S. decision to go into Iraq unilaterally. There's been lots of cross-border bickering that's been going on since, so it really doesn't surprise me.
Well, Canada has put up $300 million already to help rebuild that area and has troops in Afghanistan, so I think you're...
Yes, and many troops that have died in Afghanistan.
Absolutely.
So there's you know, Canada's absolutely making an effort in this war on terrorism and, you know, doing its part. We're a small country, but we try to do our best.
We are going to... go ahead, Nick.
We have that second question that the...
Cygnus, that's right.
The Cygnus question.
From Valerie?
Mm-hmm. Cygnus began as kind of a fun, just sci-fi adventure, journey through the black hole, so to speak. And it expanded into the hemispheres concept. And when it did expand into hemispheres, it kind of took on a much loftier... meaning in the sense, and hemispheres was really a kind of a battle between the heart and the mind, and it took Neil used a lot of the whole Apollo Dionysus, you know, mythology to express that, you know, basically the rationale or the, you know, rational thought versus emotional perspective, and that's what the concept of that whole concept album is. It's just the thing that human beings go through trying to balance their emotions and their intellect, and even though they are put in the picture of in the context of mythology, it really boils down to you know, how difficult it is for human beings to get through their life and keep that in balance, keep your intelligence and your emotions working together without excluding the other.
And how cool for Valerie to have been a fan since she's 5 years old and be able to get on a rock line and talk to you guys tonight. Valerie, thanks for the call. Time for a little victory from Rush. It's one little victory on Rock Line.